If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report. Seems, Dean, every week we talk about a movie or a TV show reboot, and we got another one today, don't we?
Yeah, we do. If you grew up in the 1980s and the 90s, you know the TV show Family Matters. If you don't know the name of the show, you certainly know the name of Steve Urkel. Did I do that? Actor Jaleel White played him. They are rebooting that show. Actually, the actor who played Richie Crawford on that show, he was a supporting character for 8 seasons. He's bringing this whole thing back. His name is Brighton James. But he's going to bring it back as an animated reboot of the 1990s sitcom. He told Entertainment Weekly magazine that he wants to take old episodes and modernize them for a new generation. Pretty far along in the project, pretty much going to happen. He's got financing, and all the actors are back on board to revive their former characters, including Jaleel White, so I can continue to do my Steve Urkel impersonation, you know, well into the next decade.
Yeah, maybe they'll book you at Zanies. Dean is at Italy today. He's the what is the deal on WGN TV Morning News? Man on the Go or what? Around Town? That's it, right?
We call it Around Town. Around on a Bellevue. Around he's in Puerto Rico right now. Yeah,
Around Town. I haven't been to Italy for a long time. Are you going to have a little pasta today?
I want to move here. I want this to be my new home. Imagine this, somebody who loves to cook, loves food, pretty much being alone in Italy all morning long so far, having the full run of the joint.
Wow.
It's been absolute heaven. They have, in addition to all the products that they sell here at Italy and the food that you can actually, you know, sit down and eat, they also have cooking classes. They have a variety of cooking classes. And I thought today on Around Town that we would, you know, just get a little sampling of some of their most popular cooking classes. So we're learning how, we're going to learn how to make pizza from scratch, pizza dough from scratch. We're going to make some pasta from scratch. We're going to make mozzarella balls from scratch. I've never done that before, and I'm super excited. But they have, they just have a whole variety of classes. If you're a foodie, you know, this is the place to be. Mm-hmm. We started here this morning around 6 o'clock, and I'm thinking by 10 o'clock this morning when we're done, that I might be like 5-7 pounds heavier than I was when we started the show today.
One thing you can't get there, Tom Hanks coffee.
No. You have to go to Walmart if you want that, that food emporium known as Walmart. And this is just such a great idea. I didn't even know that Tom Hanks had a coffee brand, but it's called Hanks for Our Troops. And it is, I'm told, a very delicious coffee. And they have just started selling it on the Walmart website. And here's the best part. 100% of the proceeds from this go to military organizations. The Bob Woodruff Foundation gets a part of it. The Headstrong Project, Hire Heroes USA, and Student Veterans of America are some of the organizations. So if you're interested in drinking what Tom Hanks drinks and endorses, go to the Walmart website and have a cup of Joe on him.
Good cause. Now, what happened with this Ozzy Osbourne documentary that we were hearing about?
Yeah, this was supposed to be on the BBC last night. A 1 hour capping of I think it was a 12-part documentary series focusing on Ozzy Osbourne's life and career and so forth. The finale episode was supposed to be on last night on the BBC, but earlier in the day yesterday, the BBC announced that they were canceling it for now, or postponing it, I should say. It is eventually going to be on the air. I don't know. They didn't really give a reason for it. I don't know if they feel like it's too soon, if they wanted to update it to include some of the funeral coverage. They haven't really said, but they pulled it from yesterday. They said that it will be on at some point. This whole documentary focuses on his move back to the UK and the run-up to his farewell concert that was in Birmingham last month, finally his death at age 76 that was just a couple of weeks ago.
This is the only entertainment report where you hear about Ozzy Osbourne, and then 10 seconds later, Dean has a Helen Mirren story, and we enjoy that. We cover everything here, don't we?
I pride myself in the diversity of the story that we cover. That is a little bit odd, I guess. But I think this is a really good story because, you know, there's trying to figure out who's going to be the next James Bond. And Helen Mirren's name has come up over and over and over again. And personally, I think she would be a great James Bond. Personally, I don't think there's anything that Helen Mirren couldn't do and nail and knock out of the park. But she did a recent interview and said as much as she is a feminist, she believes that the James Bond character should be a man, that a woman playing 007 would not work. She says that James Bond is drenched and born out of profound sexism, and it just would not work with a woman playing the role. She's not making any suggestions on who she thinks should take over the role, but she is definitely saying that it should not be her. The next James Bond movie is very much in the development stage. There will be one, but they have no idea when it's going to come out or who's going to be in it or anything like that right now.
Well, if James Bond, if when the movie franchise first started, James Bond was a female, no problem. But now to change now, I mean, I think that's the problem.
Yeah, there was an actress, I don't know if it was the last James Bond movie or the one right before that. There was a young actress who was called 007. She wasn't called James Bond, but she was called 007. And there was a lot of speculation that she might take over the role. I don't remember the actress's name right now, but according to Helen Mirren, the role should not come to her. It should be a man's role.
Yeah.
So we'll see how they, you know, how they wind up doing this. Karen Edgerton has been rumored for the role. Idris Elba has been rumored for the role. There have been lots of, you know, mostly British actors who have been rumored to take on the role, who are, you know, suave, debonair action stars who also would be really good in all this.
News about the Video Music Awards.
Yeah, they're coming up in a week or so, a couple of weeks, I guess. September 7th, to be exact, it's going to be on CBS this year. And, you know, it's, you know, the usual array of performers, a lot of today's top artists in a variety of musical genres, in all the musical genres, really. But the headlines coming out of this today is that two special awards are going to be given out, and one of them is for Ricky Martin. He is being honored with the inaugural Latin Icon Award. Ricky Martin has also been announced to be one of the performers for the show. And if you remember your 80s and 90s hip-hop and rap, Busta Rhymes will be receiving the first ever VMA Rock the Bells Visionary Award. There'll be some other honors along the way, lots of other performers that they have announced, including Sabrina Carpenter, who headlined the final night of Lollapalooza this year and brought Earth, Wind, and Fire out to perform with her. I don't know if they're going to be on the VMAs with her or not, but already some excitement about one of the big music award shows of the year.
Tell us about the trouble with Taylor Swift and Blake Lively.
Oh, I hope I can even get through this story without breaking down into tears, because that's how broken up I am. But apparently Taylor Swift and Blake Lively are no longer friends, and they're not talking anymore. Apparently this gets down to this legal battle that Blake Lively has been going through with the former co-star Justin Baldoni. They starred in the movie It Ends With Us, and it's been just a nightmare of a legal battle. Baldoni's legal team brought Taylor Swift's name into the mess, saying that she was trying to influence him, Taylor Swift was trying to influence him, about accepting Blake Lively's rewrites in the movie. Baldoni filed a complaint in court, which has since been dismissed. But a result of this is that Taylor Swift was really hurt after she was implicated in the case. And a source close to them says that their friendship, quote, has halted. Sorry to ruin all your breakfasts out there. another insider is saying that the pair is trying to mend fences, but others are saying that the two are no longer friends. It is not the same as it was before for these two. I'm very, very sorry to bring you this bad news. And it adds to what you were saying before. What Other Entertainment Report is going to give you an Ozzy Osbourne story, a Family Matters story, a Taylor Swift story, and a Helen Mirren story. You're not going to get this, ladies and gentlemen. This is like the Cup Show.
Yeah.
This is like the variety of a Cup Show, all in one concise report.
This just in, Taylor Swift now writing a new song called Blake the Snake. We look forward to that. And Dean Richards.
Apparently, I haven't heard the new album, but I'm told that there is a song on the album saying something like "Our friendship is over" or something like that.
So sure, yeah.
You don't deal with Taylor Swift without getting a song written about it.
It's a badge of honor. Have fun, Dean. Yep. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.